This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, we're starting to get into what they call cuffing season or sweater weather. It's that time you really want to be with somebody, you know? And then sometimes it just doesn't work out where you like you feel like you're heading towards that, and then they ghost you. Audrey knows that all too well.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out. Audrey, Alex, let's say hello to Wyatt. Good morning, Wyatt.
Good morning.
Hey. So why don't you tell us a story about Jordan, and we're going to see if we can help you out.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it just felt like, you know, the time of year, or I was single for the right amount of time. But I felt like something was in the air, and it was like a perfect time for me to start a relationship. And I thought everything was kind of coming together on that front when I met her. And things just seemed so perfect. I love this time of year, and it felt like meeting her now was just, it was right.
Mm-hmm.
We talked for a few weeks, and I took her out on our first date last weekend. We went to dinner, and it was fantastic. You know, from beginning to end, we were just in sync, you know, and I've never been on a date like that in my life. I've had two long-term relationships, and this just felt different. It felt like, you know, someone you could be with for a long time. And, you know, I can't say I've been excited like that maybe ever.
Wow. Okay. Dang. Imagine your disappointment. So what happened then?
Well, I was under the impression that she was on the same page the entire date and afterwards. But she won't respond at all now. And I hate to admit I'm a little heartbroken because, it does seem too early to say that if you aren't in a relationship, but you know, I'm hoping to talk out whatever is wrong, but I have to get her on the phone to do that.
Wow, dude, this is sad.
Bro, you can't talk out whatever's wrong. You sound like you've been dating for like 3 years.
Well, I mean, like clearly something's wrong.
Well, just call it a loss.
Did you not just hear the guy?
Yeah, that was just a lot.
Well, that's
I know
a
it's,
lot
I'm
for
sorry.
You, but not a lot
I'm
for
sorry.
Him. I mean, obviously, he really felt like there was. What are you laughing over there for?
I mean, it was
he goes, call it a loss, and I'm like, isn't that the entire point of the segment is to not call it a loss and figure
exactly.
it out?
That was just a lot.
My
we'll
God.
See.
All right, well, Wyatt, hang on just a second. Let's see if we can get a hold of Jordan and obviously get her on the phone, and you could say what you want to say. All right, hang on.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning, Jordan. My name is Brad Booker, and I'm with Audrey Allen and Alex Franco. We do a radio show on Mix 94.7. I understand. I just want to tell you from jump everything that's going on, because this is going to be a really weird call, but I hope you'll listen to us. We really want to get your thoughts on what's going on with Wyatt. We do a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We help out people that feel like they've been ghosted. And Wyatt just said some amazing things about you. He, unfortunately, is really saddened because he felt like there was a really good connection between the two of you, only for you to completely vanish. So he just wanted to see if there's something he can do to fix what you're upset about, or maybe you're not upset about anything at all. Do you mind sharing what the situation is or your side of the story? Well, what's wrong with him, I guess, is the question he wants to know.
Well, nothing is wrong with him. I do like him quite a bit, actually. But he just kind of dropped a bomb on me.
All right. What was that?
He said he's going to be out of town for the rest of the year, basically. He's got to go and see his family for the holidays, and then he's going to be traveling for work.
Mm-hmm. That's not cool with you, obviously.
Well, I mean, it's just so early between us, and we only met for the first time in person. Like, how am I supposed to build a relationship with him if I'm not going to see him until 2025?
I mean, it's like a month and a half.
That's a lot. Okay, if you're just starting to see someone, you've been on one date, and then he's like, by the way, I'm not going to see you again until 2025. Alex, you would not waste your time.
Can we reserve our comments for a second? Let's hear her out here. Do you like him?
I do, but it has nothing to do with that. Like, again, I don't know how I'm supposed to formulate a solid connection when we're not going to be going on dates or doing things together in person and actually getting to know each other.
Yeah. Alex, I hear you moaning over there.
I have something to say, but I'm not going to.
Okay, well, wait. Let's hear from Wyatt first, and then I want to hear what you had to say. Wyatt, what are you thinking about what Jordan just said?
Well, that obviously sucks. You know, I wish it was something I could do something about. It just seems like in 2024, there's a lot of options to still talk and get to know each other, even if we aren't in person. It's not like I'm, you know, going to be gone for a year. It's just a few weeks. I'd like to keep in contact if you're open to it. And if not, I'd still love to take you out when I get back.
Clearly, you made a big impression on Wyatt, Jordan, because he felt so highly of you that he reached out to us because he hasn't heard from you and he wants to figure out what's going on because he wants to work on it. Also, too, he's hoping that there can be some connection, even if you aren't seeing him. Maybe you could talk or FaceTime or whatever. And three, he's like, well, okay, I get it if you want to do your own thing, but when I come back, I would like to reconnect with you.
He's very sweet. I'll think about it.
I mean, it's not like he's a soldier going to Afghanistan to fight.
Alex, what's killing me about this interpretation of yours is the fact that you would never, I know you, if you saw a girl one time and found out she was going to be gone for like 2 months, you would still continue putting all your eggs in her basket?
I would put other eggs in other baskets
there we
too,
go.
But I would continue to fill her
oh
basket.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. Keep breadcrumber.
Hey, Jordan, thank you. It's still open. Wyatt, she says she's going to think about it. Hopefully that connection is still there. I mean, obviously she does like you and you clearly like her, so maybe it's not over. Will you at least just do us a favor, Jordan, and not ghost him?
Okay.
All right.
She's not going to do that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.